Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This is a short trip to the dark side. There are things we say to colleagues, especially those we've known for a while, that can negate our marketing message. So now is the time to have what I call message discipline. In that vein, here are two things you never want to say or imply in a business setting. First up, anything about the high cost of your free stuff. Don't talk about how much time, effort, or money it took to give your stuff away. Don't convey anything like, "My business tanked, so now I got to charge everybody." Sure, we'll get sympathy, but it also opens the door for lowball opportunities. So don't mention anything that trades how bad it got stories, because they create conversations about what I call the budget blues. Instead, turn towards the light with lessons learned. Something like, "You know, I had time to go really deep with conversations, and here's what I've learned. Blah, blah, blah. And that's why I'm now focused on creating this outcome for folks. Blah, blah, blah." And then you move on to the urgency and the impact. Second, don't position any past efforts as a failure. All these "I'm the comeback kid" narratives do have a downside. Here's why. We don't want to look like we're floundering and hanging on for dear life. Again, we don't want to attract lowball opportunities. Instead, talk about the market and the new link between what you offer and the need out there. Something like, "Wow, all these changes out there gave me this great idea, and so far it's really hit a nerve." In other words, keep the focus on what's going on out there and not on our personal business situation. We're fine and we're looking forward. I predict that we're going to get a lot of price resistance this year for several reasons. Not because buyers don't have the funds. They are just leery of spending too much when there's still a lot of uncertainty out there, which is why we need to make sure our messaging doesn't give them reason to pause. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.